Good afternoon, brothers and sisters. It is a great day because it's the Sabbath of the Most High God. And as our brother said in his prayer, all the children of God across the globe need to praise our God and give Him thanks because He is worthy. As you heard, the title of my sermon is "My Peace I Leave With You," and that's the words of Jesus Christ. Brethren, there are quite a number of troubling events in the world these days. And of course, these are in addition to our own struggles and our own challenges, both what we can find at an individual level or at our family level, and in some cases even at a corporate level here as a community. So it's not difficult to conclude that we are actually living in very turbulent times. It doesn't take much to begin to see some of the patterns that the current events are taking and are shaping up. And it's not so difficult for you and I to see that all of us, we are all vulnerable. As we find ourselves in different parts of the world. But, question. Have we been promised peace? Can we live in peace? Is peace elusive? Can you live in peace and tranquility in spite of what happens around you? Is there a place on earth that we can live and be peaceful? Are you yearning for a peaceful existence? Are your minds set on the peace and the kingdom of God to come? These may be simple questions or these may be tough questions. But my goal for these questions are questions meant for you at the mental, intellectual level to ponder on them. And as you ponder on these questions, you take a journey through the Word of God to see if you can find meaning and good responses to some of these questions from the pages of the Holy Scriptures. And if you had time to do and have gone through these questions as you journey through the pages of the Scriptures, what would your findings be? So, in order that we'll be on the same page, let me try to kind of work out some definition of what I mean by peace, as Christ said, "My peace I leave with you." Vine's dictionary, among other things, says peace is the sense of rest and the contentment consequent thereon. So is that sense of rest for your soul and all its attendant contentment. And I should add, also based on Vine's dictionary, that we cannot be in this state, the sense of rest, unless we have a harmonized relationship between God and man, accomplished through the gospel of Jesus Christ. And this same understanding is what you would find in the word shalom, as used in what we call the Old Testament. So this is the working definition that we have. We're talking about this sense of stillness, comfort, rest. And with that comes a lot of advantages, contentment. This kind of definition does not have anything to do with any agreement which some of our world leaders put together by way of trying to promote world peace. That is, as a matter of fact, counterfeit peace. Because that, or those peace agreements, or documents that they put a pen to and sign as some kind of peace agreement, doesn't come with the harmonized relationship that should exist between God and man. It's based on some compromises. And peace that is based on compromise would not be peace that we're talking about. So now let's hear our master speak, the King of Peace, as we find in John chapter 14. So John 14, that's a scripture that starts by saying, verse 1, let not your heart be troubled. Let not your heart be troubled. It's like saying, don't live in a state of lack of peace. Even without mentioning it, don't let your heart be troubled, because anybody whose heart is troubled doesn't live in peace. So get go. Let not your heart be troubled. And it has to be based on a harmonized relationship between man and God. So he goes on to say, believe in God and believe also in me. So when the two things come together, then you can live a life whereby you're not troubled. So Jesus went into some dialogue with the disciples about the last days, where he's going, and all the conversations around that. But let's jump to verse 27. And then he says, peace I leave with you. My peace I give you. Peace, that stillness, that rest, that comfort, it's what I, Jesus Christ, leave with you. He's already told them he's going away. He's already told them, don't be troubled. This is what I'm living with you. I'm living with you a sense of rest for your soul. I want you to be still. I want you to live in peace. I want you to recognize that you have a relationship with me and with the Father. And once that has been achieved, you can go about your duties every day in peace, in a sense of stillness and comfort. And he gives us a big contrast. And he said, not as the world gives. The peace that I'm giving you, the peace I'm living with you, it is not like the UN can give you. UN can't give you this peace. Not even people who are well-meaning, who have a 5-point peace plan for the world, they even can't give us this peace. The world cannot give you this peace that I give you, Jesus Christ. So we see Christ emphatically drawing the lines. Be not troubled, because there's going to be trouble. What we seen are going to be there. And in fact, he continued with the conversation like that. And you go to John 16, and then let's pick it up. John 16, flip a couple of pages, or probably one page for you. And then look at 16:33. Christ said, these things I have spoken to you, that in me, Jesus Christ, not me, of course you all know that, in Jesus Christ, you will have tribulation. But be of good cheer. I think I jumped something. Sorry. Yeah. These things I have spoken to you, that in me you may have peace. In Jesus Christ, we would have peace. But in the world, you would have tribulation. But be of good cheer. Cheer up, brothers and sisters. Jesus Christ has overcome the world. So cheer up. Cheer up. Be happy. Be full of joy, because your King of Peace has already overcome the world. So when the world afflicts you, or the world comes at you with the difficulties, the stories, the headlines, you know you're not going to be troubled, because you've been left with some kind of peace that comes from the relationship you have with Jesus Christ and his Father, and that you will be an overcomer, because your leader, the author and finisher of your faith, has overcome already, done it, overcome the world.
Amen.
So there are headlines that could be very troubling. Could be very troubling. Peace on one hand, tribulation on one hand, troubling times on one hand, conditions are going to be varied and different. The difference, we have said over and over, is what Jesus Christ offers. Peace. 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 His peace. That stillness in times of turbulence. And this is exemplified in the account of the boat. Just take that story and you see the kind of the whole world in that story. Luke 8:22-25. Just take that simple few verses of a story and superimpose on it the whole happenings of the world. And you have it there. In an analogy for you. So Christ told the disciples that they want to go to the other side of the lake. And on the way, the boat become, or the lake becomes rough. And things are very unsettling and troubling and very terrifying. And then they got knocking at Jesus' door. Master. And what does Jesus do? He calms the waves. Calms the waves. And everything becomes still. So that peace, that stillness, is what he leaves with us. But in the boat, in the world, we're going to have tribulations. The waves are going to be waves. Waves are going to roar. The waves are going to roar. Just go to the seaside, go to the lakeside. They're going to behave the way they behave. But in your boat, it's somebody who steals the waves. So do you care whether there are waves or not? You don't. Because whenever there are waves, you go to the wave calmer. Right? And then wave calmer said, wave, be calm. It's very simple. Probably not as simple as you think it is. But it's simple. The reason why we don't make it simple, because we've got things in our hands and it's hard to drop them. So instead of dropping what we've got so that we're free to call on the wave calmer, it becomes difficult. The strictures of this world are attractive. And they do not make us see the calming effect of our Savior in the boat. The world is rocking. And brothers and sisters, I wish I could say it will stop rocking, but we all know it will still rock and rock worse. Yes. Don't trust anything. Don't put your confidence in anything, any situation, any system, anybody who can promise you that things are going to be better. They're not going to be better. And they're going to come so close to you and to me. Because Bangladesh, oh, let's pray for our people in Bangladesh. Bangladesh, so far, Bangladesh. Louisiana, oh, U.S., Louisiana. It will hit close. So close. I don't know how it's going to take, but it will hit you so close that you will know that the boat is rocking. And that is when we have to know that there's somebody who can still the waves. And he has said it, unless we don't believe him, that my peace, I live with you. I'm going. I leave the peace, that stillness, that comfort, that rest. I leave it here. I'm not taking it away. I leave it. It's here. and it's my peace. And trust me, it's not going to be the one anybody can give you. Nobody can give you that. I only can give you that peace because you and I got a covenant. Please, don't watch what is going out there. Don't listen to what's going out there. Listen to your Maker. And put your confidence and your trust in Him. Read the headlines. But you read the headlines as a matter of fact. Not as a matter of influence on your life. Because you know that even when He hits so close, and He hits so close to you, you know that you are at peace. Because some peace has been left with you. So when our Master has spoken, who am I to want to think otherwise? You see, Paul was so confident to advise the Philippian congregation because he understood the peace that has been left for us. So, like we are in whatever situation we are now, and Paul talking to us, Philippians 4, 6 to 9. And I have it here, he said, do not, Church of God, do not be anxious about anything. Nothing. Do not be bothered, worried about anything in the news, in the headlines, on your TV, anything you saw somewhere, any event that happened, any event that will happen. Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer, by petition, with thanksgiving, present your request, which is a wave coming request, to God. And the peace of God, that stillness, that rests with its contentment, based on the covenant we have with Jesus Christ, that peace will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. I left out something. We all know the peace is good. But Paul is qualifying the peace so that you don't miss something. The peace of God, which surpasses, transcends what we can understand. So it's not something that somebody can conjure on paper and do a peace agreement and present it and you say, yeah, this one will work. Everybody's going to live in peace. That is not beyond understanding. Come on. Because somebody understood it. Right? But you're going to have some peace that it beats you. You can't, you don't seem to understand it, but you're peaceful. You don't have anything to eat, but you are peaceful. Somebody is trying to hurt you, but you are peaceful. Your house get blown down, but you are peaceful. Come on. That peace transcends all understanding. So then he continues. So my brothers, you see, with this peace coming, you see, don't worry if there's anything to think about. Whatever is lovely, peaceful, whatever is admirable, whatever is praiseworthy, whatever is excellent, whatever is pure, whatever is right, you can think on these things and not be peaceful. But whatever my neighbor has, it's not going to make you peaceful. So we got to go zero in on what is pure and think on these things. And when we put it in practice, the peace of God again will be with us. Mind yes, let's take the self out. Myself, yourself, or other people's self, every self, out of the way. Period. Because what we are contending with, it doesn't require self-solution. Nobody got the solution. The only one who's got the solution is the King of Peace. So let's take the self out and let's go to God in prayer. And David said a prayer that if you think there's an anguish, you think there's pain, you think there's affliction, say this to God. Psalm 63, 1 to 3. Hear my cry, O God. Attend unto my prayer. From the end of the earth will I cry unto you. When my heart is overwhelmed, when there's some trouble in the lake, when there's some headlines that's not good, ask that lead me. God, please take my hand. Lead me to the rock that is higher than I. Lead me. I wish to sing this. I love that song. Lead me, Lord, to that rock that is higher than me. That rock that is able to calm situations. For thou hast been my shelter and a strong tower from that trouble, from that enemy, from that situation. Please, we got so much peace on our side. Let us be in that frame. You know, it is not as if to say nothing will hit you that will try to get at you. It's not as if to say no situation will happen in your circumstance that would kind of make you move a step back and try to regroup. Things hit us. And the little example I'm giving you here, it's some of the situations I've met personally, trying to take the gospel of Jesus Christ to the streets in Toronto. And it's very frightening. Very frightening. So the very place where I go that people have known that I come there, I just got there one day, and there's another guy that goes there, and then somebody told me, a guy came from nowhere and hit this guy in the face, and he has 7 stitches just because he's preaching the word of God. And I got scared. You don't think? I got scared because I'm coming here tomorrow. I got scared. But as I walk in the atrium, I turn it to God and say, God, you be God. We need you. We need your protection. We need your hand to be here. We need the peace here. And I went back. there I went back, this guy from somewhere, I don't know from anywhere, he said, I have a word from God for you. I said, hey. And I, you know, our tradition, we don't tend to want to believe that, right? So I kind of trying to push that aside. You got a word for me? I didn't want to listen, but, well, he came back again and said, when you have the time, can I tell you? I said, okay, go ahead, tell me. He said, the Lord said there are angels around you.
Hallelujah.
And nothing will happen to you.
Amen.
So, wow, that's exactly what I needed. That's exactly what I needed. I know the word of God, but that had a common effect on me. Because I don't know this guy. And he's not the one that told me anything. And I don't even know whether he knew it. I don't know it. We walk with a God that if we learn another song, if we learn that down on our knees, we will learn to stand, knowing that we can't even walk without Him holding our hands. Lastly, shall we take our hymn books? And turn to page, I think, 265. Okay, so if you are page 265, the title, I think, is Be Still My Soul. All right, then I'm wrong. So you got to find that for me then. I think 165, probably. 165, thank you. At least I got 6 and 5 correct, right? So I passed. All right, so this is something, a hymn that we sing here. And singing a hymn and going through it sometimes is different from reading it. So today, we're not going to sing the hymn. We're going to read the hymn. So, first answer, be still, my soul. That, my interpretation, be peaceful. Be at peace, my soul. The Lord is on your side. Bear patiently the cross of grief or pain. Be patient. Leave it to your God to order and provide. You know, it is not in man's hand to order his steps. You know that. So, leave it to God to order and provide. In every change, He will remain faithful. I read the English instead of the music. He will remain faithful. Be peaceful. Be at peace, my soul. Your best and heavenly friend, in all funny ways, will lead you to a joyful end. Be still. Be peaceful, my soul. Your God will undertake, He would assume the responsibility to guide the future. And if you don't know, just the same way He did in the past. Historically, He did it. He's going to do it for you. Your hope, your confidence, let nothing shake it. Be strong in your hope and your confidence, which is only in Jesus Christ, not in yourself. All now mysteries, anything that appears like a mystery, it's going to be just purely clear, bright at last. So be peaceful. So be at peace, my soul. The waves and winds still know his voice who ruled them while he dwelt below. Who was that? Jesus Christ. So the songwriter is taking you back to Luke 8, telling you that man that the waves understood his voice and listened, he is still the same. You can read the last stanza. May God bless you.
Thank you very much, Brother Louis, for that very timely message, especially in light of all we see happening in the world. My peace I leave with you. Thank you, brother. At this time, we are going to have a scripture reading by Nahelia Finley. We'll be reading Psalm 23. Nahelia. Where's the stool? Oh, there we go. Good eye. How's the microphone? Is that okay?
Mm-hmm.
Stand up. Let me raise this.
The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He leads me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of the death, I fear no evil. You are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemy. You anoint my head with oil, my cup overflows. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
Nicely memorized, nicely recited. Excellent job. Thank you very much. God bless the little children. Brothers and sisters, I'm going to ask you to please rise. We're going to continue to sing songs of praise. We'll have our two songs of contemporary music. I'll ask the praise team to kindly come forward and lead us in this segment.